Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? It's another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show Live.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a fun show. We are honoring our veterans tonight. Today, 11-11, Veterans Day. Now, I always say this on the show on a regular basis. Please, don't wait till Veterans Day to thank a veteran. You can thank veterans each and every day. So what I want to do right now, real fast, well, it's not really that fast. I have a great guest on the line. She came on last minute. I hope you can hold on a second. I got to do my opening bit here. First, I'd like to extend a prayer out to our military and our president and our country and our nation. Dear Heavenly Father, please watch after our nation, our president, and our people. May you unite the folks of this great country for peace and prosperity and protect our veterans and protect those who are serving now in the military, protecting our freedoms to be able to do these type of shows and have our freedom of speech. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hallelujah. Hey, George Colella's watching. What's happening? Kathy's watching. Christina's watching. Sue's watching. Sue, stick around. We're going to be playing some Dave Bray, of course, during this episode. Yes, indeed. Colonel Jim Warshuk is watching. Thank you so much for your hard work, Colonel Warshuk, and your service to this great country. God bless you. God bless America. He is a great veteran. He was there in the Pentagon on 9/11. And check this out. I'm going to play this right quick for you, ladies and gentlemen. As a tribute to the armed forces of our great nation, it's an armed forces medley. But let me hit pause here for a second because I got to turn on this Bluetooth jammy. You know? But yeah, it's going to be great. Carly's going to join us here. She had recorded a song her grandfather wrote back in the 80s, like I said. And we're going to play that song here right after I do this tribute to our military. And here goes the tribute to our military. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless the men and women who sacrificed their lives. The ones who are serving now, the ones who have served in the past, and those who have given the ultimate sacrifice. I deeply thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Yes, indeed, folks. Thank you so much for your service to our country, your sacrifice, and some who paid the ultimate sacrifice. Please remember them in your prayers. And don't forget those guys that are serving right at this moment in battle someplace to protect our freedoms. Folks, people tell me all the time, oh my God, you know, how are they protecting our freedoms when they're fighting in Syria? Simple, I always say. It keeps them in Syria so they don't come here. Why would we want to have any kind of thing like that here on our shores? So we keep the riffraff over there. We bring it to them so we don't have to deal with it here. Some folks would just love to have it happening here. I would have to say folks like maybe Bernie Sanders would really dig jihadist Islamists roaming the streets of America, blowing up churches on Easter. I'm sure he would love it. I wouldn't like that. That's the most horrible thing that could ever happen. Anytime there's any kind of violent attack on innocent people, it is a horrific act. But anyway, without further ado, I got a great song. I'm going to play this first, and then we're going to tell the whole story about this great song that was written by this gentleman. I don't know his name, but I have his granddaughter, the girl who recorded this song here that you're going to listen to here in just 1 second. She's on the line with us, which is ultimately amazing. I found the song today, it came my way, and I started searching. And, you know, I'm pretty good. I've been doing this show now for 6.5 years, and I figured out how to find folks when I want to get them on the show. And that's why we had people like Colonel Alan West and Taya Kyle, you know, American Sniper's wife, and others, Sebastian Gorka, as interviewed by our good friend James Bostic, Conservative's Perspective, 2 nights a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. But folks, I got to tell you, we were talking about just ending the Monday show. All right, so the Monday show, this is probably the last episode of Monday show. But we're going to be on Tuesday, in the last half hour of A Conservative's Perspective, with a week in review from Patriot Nation Radio. So that's what we're doing. We're not scrapping the show. We're cutting it down to a half hour. And it's saying I'm frozen solid. I don't know what's a shaking here. Oh, I know what's going on. I got it on internet. I got to turn that off. Uh-oh, got to turn that back on. Hold on, folks. I'm being told that the Wi-Fi is frozen, so hold on, we're working on it here. We want to make sure that the live feed continues on. Very important. You see what's happening is I had the phone turned off, and it's reloading. So anyhow, without further ado, I'm going to play this wonderful song. I don't know the title, so we're going to learn everything about this song. Me, I would call it Washington Wall. I don't know. We'll find out. We're going to play it. Then we're going to have Carly come on and tell the amazing story. And you can see, go to my page, the radio page. It's there at the top of the page. I just shared it right before the show so that we could have it ready to go. So here we go. This is the song, folks. It was recorded by Carly Willett, written by her grandfather.
Ready for that? Hit play.
Hit play.
Well, it wasn't his choosing, Monday for he got in love. He was no different, anyone else has done. It was awesome and rest. And people protesting in flowers and songs about me. Now he's back in the world. He's still waiting for all of our dreams to see. Well, he never heard from friends, congressmen, statesmen.
comes with an ad. Holy crow. Why do they do that? Right there, folks. Come on. Apparently, I'm having difficulties with the live feed at this time. So, please let me know if the live feed is frozen, folks. If you're there in the live feed, I'll try to remedy it, and I'm going to play the song again towards the end of the show, because if the thing was frozen, y'all didn't hear it on the live feed, we got to play it again. I want to say hello to Captain Tim as we pay honor to our veterans today. God bless our veterans. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the recording artist, Carly Willis, live on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Welcome to the show, Carly. Sorry for the long wait. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I don't know if you can hear me all that great right now because I'm currently outside. I'm in Delray, Florida, and I had to just step outside to take this phone call, but I'm just making sure that you can hear me, okay?
Loud and clear. Thank you so much. Now, tell us first, what is the actual title of the song and what is your grandfather's name so we could give proper credit to the songwriter?
It's called Never Heard Brass Bands, and my grandpa's name is Mike Brock.
There you have it, folks. And it's an amazing song, and when I was watching the video the first time, you know, it's got 11 million plus views, so it's been around. I can't believe I didn't see it before. I've been doing this show for 6.5 years. 11 million views, it comes my way today. But I'm watching it, and as soon as he realized it was his song, the look on his face was priceless. How did you come about? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine. I was just going to say that was probably one of the best moments that I've ever encountered in my life. It was very emotional and very sweet. I was very proud of the outcome.
Well, you're a very nice young lady to do that for your grandfather. That's really cool. If everybody had grandkids like you, we'd all be lucky.
Oh, thank you.
You know? So now, how did you come across the lyrics and decide that that's it, I'm going to record this song? And what's kind of the history of the song? Stuff like that.
Well, it was Christmas of last year. My mom was just looking through the garage. We were cleaning out our garage, and she came across these song lyrics. And she recognized them because my grandpa, it's her father. So she recognized the lyrics, and apparently when they were younger, he would write songs all the time, and he would sing them, of course, So she kind of, like, remembered the way this one went. So she showed it to me, and she was like, hey, I feel like you could do something with this song, and we could give it to Pawpaw as a Christmas present. And I was like, yeah, okay, I'll totally do that. Like, that's awesome. So I got the lyrics, and I started playing around with it. She only remembered how the melody went just for, like, maybe the beginning of the song. So I kind of just played, like, I made it kind of my own as the song, like, went out, I guess, or, like, came about, you could say. So
right.
I just started messing around with it. I made a CD of it, and that Christmas Eve, we always see them on Christmas Eve, so we went to his house for Christmas, and I had it with me. We bought a CD player and everything, and we just sat there and played it for him, and I guess, like, the very first couple of words that I sang, he recognized it. But the story behind the song, this is what I've heard from my mom. She said that whenever he was younger, when they were drafting people into the military, he was drafted into the military, but he had really bad knee problems, and he was deaf, or, like, going deaf in one ear. And when they drafted him, they told him, like, we can't, like, send you into the military because you've got these problems with you. And he was always, like, he loves our country, and that's, like, that was his dream, was to basically serve our country. So he was crushed when he heard that he wouldn't be able to get drafted because of his knee problems and his ear, because he was very athletic when he was younger. He was in high school. He played football. He eventually grew up to be a football coach, so he couldn't do it. And so he wanted to write about it, and this is the song that he wrote, and I just kind of made it into my own and gave it to him as a present.
Very awesome. I think that it's amazing, and it's an amazing tribute, and I would love to be able to play it regularly on my show. If you guys would be great, I would love to play the song regularly on my show.
Oh, yeah, you can find, it's called Never Heard Brass Band, so I think if you look it up on, like, YouTube or Spotify, I'm not sure what other music platforms it's on, but I'm sure you can get it off of anything like that and use it. I'm totally fine with that.
Awesome. Hold on. I'm gonna search it out right now. What's it called?
Never Heard Brass Band.
Never Heard Brat Band?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, I'm used to saying that to my mom.
Let's see. Hallelujah. It's really amazing. I thank you so much. Never Heard Brass Band.
Yeah.
There it is. Never Heard Brass Band. All right, cool. I got it. I'm going to get that on our soundboard so that we can play it regularly. Are you an up-and-coming artist? Do you aspire to be a musician and a singer yourself? Because you sound great as an artist there, say, in the country genre. I watch
yes.
The Voice a lot.
Yeah, I was recently it's my goal to become a singer-songwriter because I write a lot of my own music. I actually have an EP that I released this past March that has all of my songs that I've written on it so far. I'm just trying to get my name out there, you know, like every other upcoming artist is trying to do. I'm currently in Del Rey for music stuff. So, I'm just trying to build that name for myself. I'm trying to get on the radio, all kinds of other, like, regular stuff that people would dream of. That's my dream, I guess you could say, yeah.
Absolutely. And is there a website where people can get your EP if they want to buy it and have it in their collection?
Yes, you can also find my EP on YouTube, Spotify. You can buy it on Apple Music, I think, and iTunes, Google Play, and I think Amazon Music or something like that. It's on a lot of music platforms. So if you just search Carly Ryan, K-A-R-L-I, and then Ryan, R-Y-A-N, and my EP should just pop up. The title of it is called Wildflower. So if anybody wanted to look for that, that's what it's called.
Check it out. I'm going to try to find it. Maybe we could get a song on for you. You know, I love aspiring artists and people who work hard and have a good heart and soul. So we're going to try and find the album. There it is, folks. I found it. Wildflower. All right. Let's see what we can play. Top track.
Tomorrow.
After this ad by YouTube.
Streaming on Disney Plus.
Carly Rhyme. Give back my heart. Give me back my heart.
There's a cardboard box from Amazon Prime with your name in Sharpie on the side, filled with all the memories that we made. I went through all the drawers last night, packed it up and checked it twice. I'm pretty sure that I didn't miss anything.
Very nice.
I guess that's what you're supposed to do when it's through. I don't need the pictures, and you can keep the ring, the one that you gave to me for my sweet 16. Burn our old love letters and tear up every card.
Heart on Wildflower. Her record that's out now. You can search her out, seek her out, and get yourself a copy right away. That's good stuff right there. That's beautiful. Absolutely. Now.
Thank you so much.
I'm an old man, and you look pretty young. And I haven't experienced too much hurt and pain like that in my life. Did you have actually already fall in love once and fall out of love and be hurt like that? Or because to sing with that feeling and see. You almost have to have gone through it. Hi, I'm Blake
right.
Shelton on
yeah.
The Voice, and this is the Fourth Chair Turn, and we want Kylie live. Harley.
You're fine. I was actually on, I don't know if anybody, I guess, that might have heard, like maybe a 1% of 100 have that listened to your show have already heard that song, but I was also on
sounds familiar
season
to me.
Of, yeah, I was also on this past season of American Idol, and that's the song that I sang. And I didn't make it to Hollywood, but that's the song that I use. So a lot of people know me through that episode and through that song. So that's the first thing that they normally search is that song. But,
I heard that
I've done so far. Huh?
I thought I heard that song. I'm pretty sure I watched that now that you mention it. Because I'm listening to the song. I'm like, man, that sounds so familiar, like I heard it before.
Yeah,
that's how
a lot of people know it.
Well, God bless you. Down here in the Sunshine State with Hernando, I'm up in Hernando County, and I'm proud to be a Floridian now. Hey, look at that.
Thank you.
You know, I'm an old-time rock and roller from back in the day. You know, when Grandpa was writing that song, I was banging my head to Motley Crue.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But now I have grown in appreciation for music, and I actually love a lot of country music, and that was amazing. Very awesome song. And you wrote that?
Yes, sir, I did.
God bless you. I want to thank you so much for your time tonight. Tell your grandfather, awesome job in the lyrics of that song. And you can find this episode on my website, on the radio website. It's at www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. I think I sent you the link maybe in a private message. Somebody has the link,
your mom, or
your sister.
Yeah.
Someone's got the link. You can go there and just look for this date, 11/11, Veterans Day special. And you'll be able to hear and play this around and as a little bit of a promo for you. I don't know if you can use it, whatever you like, but there it is. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight on such short notice, Carly, so much. Thank you. Thank you, Mom and your sister, for helping get you the message. And I appreciate everything. God bless you.
I will. Thank you so much. This was such an honor.
Yes, ma'am. There you have it, folks. That was an amazing segment. I'm so happy that we did that segment. And you can stick around if you want to stick around and listen to the show. You're more than welcome to stay on the line. That's up to you. If you're busy, you can go about your merry way. And I thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
Ryan,
we're actually
go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I think my parents are actually listening to it on their phones in the car right now, so I think I'm just going to stick around with them and continue to listen to that. But thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And now we continue with our tribute to our veterans. Those who you see behind me, right over my shoulder, that's my dad and his flag. He passed away this year on Father's Day. And it was heartbreaking. But, you know, I got some keepsakes that I thought were gone forever, family keepsakes, like that picture and his dog tags that are around his flag. These are amazing things. I got pictures of his ship when he was at sea during the Korean War on the destroyer USS Bori. Amazing stuff, and I'm very thrilled to have that, you know. And we're going to play Carly's song again that her grandfather wrote. We'll play that again. And that song, I was listening to that song. I'm like, man, I heard that song before. But, you know, our good friend Dave Bray, doing amazing things. He's really kicking. He was on Fox and Friends, and he did Warrior Inside. And but he also did a great song in honor of, you know, those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. It's a cover tune, and I'm going to play it. It's Amazing Grace, mixed with Taps, as performed by our good friend Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition. You want to make sure you get that again. Get that that CD. And it's an amazing CD. He's got new music coming out, of course. his new song, Survivors. It's about the surviving family members of those killed in the line of duty. It's kind of like a follow-up to Last Call, about an officer who was killed in the line of duty. And then the Survivors is like part two, about those that are left behind. All the proceeds go to the survivors of those killed in the line of duty. So you want to go on over to DebraeUSA.com and purchase. I think it's $1.99. Like I said, all proceeds are going to that cause. And here it is. This is his version of Amazing Grace mixed with Taps in honor of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Thank you, veterans. Thank you. And Ed, there's a problem with using YouTube. Here we go.
Thank you.
Of course, Dave, he's been out and about and making some waves here. He's really getting popular. He's been up just on Fox and Friends just the other day. And he performed the song Warrior Inside. Now, I believe I also posted that on my page there. Some way you can find it. And he did this song called Warrior Inside. And you could hear it. And if you want to know for sure the meaning of that song, find his appearance there on the Fox and Friends the other day in the morning time. And you can hear the exact inspiration for this song. And of course, I love playing Dave's music because it's always paying tribute to first responders, America, patriotism, freedom, you know. And so the song Warrior Inside, of course, is, you know, you took an oath, you're out of the service, maybe you live in now, but the oath you took is there. The person who's on that battlefield, if need be, can fight for freedom, liberty, and the American way of life while defending the constitutional oath they took to serve this great nation. Now, let's see. I'm going to go with this one right here. Warrior Inside, Dave Brown. Thank you. Getting some airplay these days. That's Warrior Inside, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition out now. You know, he's got some great songs, you know, and he's a great veteran. He always pays homage to the veterans, as do we here at the Patriot Nation Radio Show. So, of course, I would like everybody to try and seek out some sort of veteran cause that you can support. One of my favorites is K9 Partners for Patriots. They are doing great things. Our friend Josh actually has a pet from there, and Greg Laskowski, he just messaged me a little while ago. Doing some, there was a University of Florida study done on service dogs and PTSD and all that good stuff. And UCF research on PTSD finds significant benefits for veterans and canine partners for Patriot Service Dog Training Program. And this is University of Central Florida School of Social Work. This comes from, actually from Cision, PR Newswire. And this article was actually provided by Canine Partners for Patriots, Brooksville, Florida, November 7th. From PR Newswire, a report from University of Central Florida School of Social Work confirms the benefits of Canine Partners for Patriots Service Dog Training Program for veterans with PTSD. The study showed statistically significant improvement in all 12 symptoms examined. Prepared by James Whitworth, PhD, LCSW, all these letters, the findings represent critical empirical data that may help federal and state agency make service dogs more accessible for veterans with PTSD. In the recent study, 43 veterans in the K9 Partners for Patriots program were surveyed before and after the program using the Trauma Symptom Inventory Clinical Scales. 95% reported decreased anxiety symptoms. 95% reported decreased depression. 93% reported decreased anger and irritability. 91% reported decreased flashback nightmares. 65% reported decreased suicidal ideation. And 95% reported decreased insecurities regarding close relationships with others. The results substantiate the significant benefits of this program, says Whitworth. Participants describe in their own words how training and having a service dog is greatly helping them to get better. Most notably, veterans are more willing to start and complete this program for their PTSD compared to standard office-based trauma treatments such as prolonged exposure and cognitive processing therapy. Additionally, Whitworth's report concluded that these results highlighted the significant personal and social benefits described by veterans dealing with PTSD who participated in this program. And the data confirms the progress our trainers and the rest of us see with our veterans day after day and week after week. K9 Partners for Patriots CEO Ron Flavel said, and who was also the first veteran to go through the program. Yet its service dogs are proven therapy. The Purdue report last year showed that, and this UCF study now shows it again, and we hope this report helps the VA, the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs, move forward to make more service dogs accessible to veterans with PTSD. That's amazing stuff. And we had Greg Laskowski on the show here talking about K9 Partners for Patriots. Now, that's a good organization to get involved in. Just search them out, K9 Partners for Patriots on Facebook. They're there. If you know a veteran suffering and they need a service dog, you heard the statistics right there. It's amazing. There are some great organizations helping out veterans. The Mission in Citrus County, Florida, Mission in Citrus. We had those folks on the show as well. They've helped over 400 veterans get off the streets, get rehabilitated, get straight, get licenses, get their act together, and get back into the world. We had the gentleman from Veterans Moving Company. These are all based here in the Sunshine State. There's a lot of great things happening in Florida for veterans. And I'm very proud to have had all these folks on my show. I want to also shout out to Scott Maxim, Tampa Bay Veterans Arts Center. You want to make sure you head on down there. If you're an artistic kind of veteran and you love to draw and paint and make artwork, Scott and the Veterans Arts Center of Tampa, they display veterans' artwork. That's really good stuff they have going on down there at the Veterans Arts Center of Tampa Bay. Scott's always doing great things. He come on the show a couple times. Maybe time to have him back on the show to talk about the Veterans Arts Center of Tampa Bay. But yes, it's very important. There are plenty of great things out there that you can donate to that are worthy causes. There are, I'm sure if you look in your own neighborhood, in your own area, that's what I do. I look for the local people here in my area, and I try to get them on the show. I've had all kinds of veterans. I had the walking Marine on. I had the saluting Marine on. I had the dead Marine walking on the show a few times. I've had many people on this show. We had Ron Daigle Jr. on the show. He was the attorney for a veteran himself, and he was the attorney for Christian Saucier, who was the sailor who was jailed for 6 photographs on a ship, mishandling classified information, while Hillary was mishandling 150 classified documents. He had 6 pictures on a cell phone. He did a year in prison, and she ran for president. We had them on. It's very important to remember these people and pay tribute to them and honor them and for their service and their sacrifice. And remember, as our good friend Dave Bray says on that video, you can find that song on YouTube. Just type in Warrior Inside. Thank a veteran every day. I mean, Veterans Day is every day. We just honor them one day particularly, but they should be honored every day. We have arguments all the time about, oh, look, this guy's just a homeless alcoholic drug addict living on the street. When I try to explain, just because the VA failed him and he's given up hope and he's self-medicating to get rid of the pain of PTSD. This is the case with many homeless people. And you know what? They've come accustomed to it and they don't really want help. They will find the help they need when they need it. And it's kind of rough when you just accept, look, I'd rather be homeless than actually be in society because my PTSD makes me so angry and so unstable at sometimes that I can't even function and the VA won't help me. So I fell into this bottle of Jack Daniels or this drug habit of to self-medicate and kill the pain, only to wake up and feel the pain again. So the vicious cycle continues. And according to Veterans Administration figures, 22 a day murder themselves, commit suicide. And that's unacceptable. It's unacceptable to have 22 veterans a day, as recorded by the Veterans Administration, kill themselves. Now, most of us know for sure that that number is more like 100 a day, or maybe more than 100 a day. The 22 a day are just cases that have come in contact with the Veterans Administration. And they have some record of them and their condition. Then there's 80 that never make it to the VA that are self-medicated. So out of 100, 22 make it to VA facilities and 78 are suffering on the streets or suffering at home and have no recourse but to self-medicate. Figure there's at least 100 a day, not 22 a day. You can also check out Project 65, another Florida organization for veterans. It's called Project 65 because 65 seconds represents 22 a day. So Project 65 is every minute and 5 seconds. Someone does this and we have to stop it. You have to get a hold of it. You have to somehow get a grasp of it. But, you know, our president, he's trying real hard. He's doing a lot of good things for our veterans. And you see him today. He was at the Veterans Day Parade. first president ever to make it to the Veterans Day Parade. But, folks, now I started this show out because this is an awesome gentleman named Mike wrote this song back in the 80s for a friend, and he used to sing it to his daughter. Well, now fast forward a whole bunch of years. Now it's 2008. It's like, you know, 35 years later or something. His daughter has a daughter. His granddaughter finds the lyrics. They find the lyrics and rearrange and rewrite the song and play it and record it and bring it to Grandpa's house for Christmas. Now, I swore I was going to play the song again. I'm running low here on time. It's 8:52. The show wraps up around 9. So I'm going to play this song again in honor of this great man's friend and all the veterans, Carly Willick. Carly Ryan Hill, Wildflower. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it wasn't his choosing, but they both began love. He was no different. Anyone else has tried. It was awesome unrest and people protesting in flowers and songs about me. Now he's back in the world. He's still waiting for all of the firing. Well, he never heard rapping, congressmen speeches. Crowds that welcome and fall. He never had doubt when the head's full of memories. It all makes him feel so alone. He's all kind of name.
Now, this song comes with an ad right in the middle of it. I'm going to get a good copy of it here in the near future so that it doesn't play interrupted with the ad right in the middle of the song. But this is a great song. It's amazing, and it should be heard everywhere. And back to the song. Christmas, the young lady recorded that song, got it on a CD, and brought it to Grandpa's house for Christmas and played his song for him as recorded by his granddaughter, a song he sang to his own daughter when she was a child. How touching and amazing is that? Come on, folks. How about some thumbs up? Come on. Show some love for that. It's amazing. Hearts and love and thumbs for Carly Ryan Whittle. Man, that's some good stuff right there. I am so glad that I was able to. And we found out that she's got an EP out, Wildflower, and that she was on American Idol. How awesome was that? I'm sitting there listening to the song, and I'm like, huh, you know? I wonder. I want to say thank you to Elise. That's Carly's sister, who gave me her mom's number. Then I texted her mom and got her the message, and they listened to the show tonight, and they came on the show last minute. I found it this morning, and I had been contacting them all throughout the day, and I got home from work, my doctor's appointment, and I started typing away, and bam, Elise, her sister, hooked us up. Thank you again, Elise. Thank you to all of those who serve our great nation. Because without you guys, I can't do a show like this. It's the heroes of our nation who sacrifice everything they have, everything they are, to serve our country. Amazing stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Amazing stuff. So, of course, I want to play. Oh, wait, you know what? That's not the one. I found one today that I want to save, right? I don't remember. It's not really a veteran song. I'm not going to play it today. That's not the one. We'll play that on Thursday. It's a great song by Randall Zawarte. It's called Freedom. Of course, you know, we love patriotic stuff here on the Patriot Nation radio show. So we're going to go one more time to our good friend Dave Bray. Two more times. We're going to play Freedom Rings. And then we're going to play the Star Spangled Banner. We're going to go up. We're going to call it a show. And again, hello everybody there in the live feed. Please share, because this is a great song. This song is called Freedom Rings, Blood of Heroes, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, Storyteller. There's the reason I play him on Veterans Day, his music, because it's all geared towards veterans and patriotism and America. So you want to get a copy of his record, and don't forget Survivors is coming out. And also, folks, this looks like the last Monday night episode of Patriot Nation Radio. Mondays have just become too frantic for me to continue on Mondays, but I will be on Tuesdays for news and review with me, Patriot Nation Radio Network, right after the A Conservative's Perspective. We'll do a quick 30-minute show, 35-minute broadcast right at the end of his broadcast. Tuesday nights, 8:30 p.m., the news and review with Mark Hoffman, Patriot Nation Radio. It's just too crazy on Mondays. I can't handle it. I was going to maybe get somebody to host the show for me. You know, it would be Patriot Nation Radio Show with so-and-so, you know, with whoever, somebody. But my wife, she's like, no, you got to continue. It's your voice. It's your show. You got to do it, you know. So that's what we decided. We're going to cut out Mondays. We're going to do a 30-minute episode segment, short segment on the Conservative's Perspective at the end of the show, Patriot Nation Radio and News and Review Show. Something along those lines. But here's Freedom Rings, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition.
It's
Blue Boy.
Oh.
Here we go. And then we'll wrap it up with the Star Spangled Banner.
For every soul. Cross the seas, run offshore, every fold of our flag. The coffins are laid, we'll laugh, every dawn, every storm. The price was paid for it. Go.
Amen. Hallelujah. So, remember their name as your freedom rings. Do you understand the meaning of that song, folks? What he's trying to say there is while we're sitting around on our couches, while we're watching the game, drinking beer and eating wings, while we're out fishing or riding down the river on a kayak or climbing a hill, hiking in the Appalachian Mountains, remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice so that you may be free. Be the American that is worth the sacrifice of our veterans. When they look down on us, say, now that's the kind of American that I put my life on the line for. That's the type of American that I die for. That loves the flag. Loves his country. Loves his constitution. What the forefathers handed to us so long ago. So many veterans. From the Revolution to just the other day, a couple of Marines killed in action. Still dying in battle, folks. Like I said before, the reason people say, well, why do we got to go over there and fight these wars? Why are we going overseas? Well, because we don't want the war here in America. So we go over there to contain it, to keep it over there, to keep the terrorists out of our country. Some on the left would love open borders and let all the Syrian refugees just pile across our borders. ISIS fighters, Al-Qaeda, they want them here. I don't want them here. You want them here? I don't want them here. So on that note, oh, don't forget, in 2018, 232 Muslims ran for office, or 250 Muslims ran for office, and 132 of them were elected. They're slowly but surely creeping into local elections, whereby they will creep into the state elections and creep into the federal elections. It's happening. They told us they were going to do it, and they're doing it. They attacked us on 9/11. Nearly 3,000 Americans slaughtered at the hands of terrorists. We cannot let the death of these people be in vain. We are America. Like 7,000 soldiers have died since 9/11, seeking out these terrorists and their regimes and their finances and the people that would perpetrate violence on America in acts of war. The truth. And our sons and daughters make it to the battlefield still to this day and are losing their lives in the fight on terror. Remember their names while your freedom rings. With that, folks, one last jam by our good friend Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission Storyteller Edition. But first, I don't want to forget LibertyRush.com, social media, without the libtarded rhetoric. good stuff happening over there at libertyrush.com. And our good friend Paul over at patriotshit.com. That guy, he won a little I got so many patches. He sent me patch after patch after patch. Awesome patches. Now I got to get my my leather vest together, and I'm going to cover the back of it with all these patches. And very proud. And with that, folks, here it is. This is the Star Spangled Banner, performed by Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition, Star Spangled Banner. Please rise. Please rise and join me for the national anthem, because at Patriot Nation Radio, we stand for the flag and we kneel for the cross. Please join me. After this message from YouTube, here we go. Oh, that's the wrong song. This is the right song. There you have it, folks. That's another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Hello, Karen, Angel Mom there in the live feed. It's been another episode. Catch us this Thursday, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I have no idea what I'm doing this Thursday, but we're doing something. Like today, we've got this show banged out. We had Carly Ryan Willett join us with a great song that her grandfather wrote in the 80s that she recorded. She was there on American Idol. That was pretty cool that we had her on the show tonight. Local girl for us here in the Sunshine. And until we meet again, folks, good night. God bless you. God bless America. And thank you, veterans, past, present, and future, those who serve, those who are serving, and those who will serve. Thank you so much for putting your ass on the line so I can be free. I remember your name on my freedom rings, an American veteran, sworn to defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. God bless you. God bless America. Once again, good night.